Okay, good morning. Good to be back. Last week on Friday, Erev Shabbos, we Pinkus pointed out that the Gemara that says Kashem Mizonosav Shaladam Kikriyas Yamsuf, that providing sustenance, Mizonos, Parnasa, is as difficult, as challenging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kriyas Yamsuf. So he said that's Halach L'Maisa. The same feeling we would have if we were actually one of the Jews who merited to cross the Yam Suf, the simcha when we would retell that story, the simcha when we would sing as Yashir would be enormous. The same feeling of gratitude and shira we have to experience when we recognize that we have mizonos. And we pointed out last Friday night. My kids thought I was absolutely out of my mind. I just got to the table, the Shabbos table. It was set. I just started thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Halach L'maisa, says Rav Pinkus. He points out today that there's something else that the Gemara equates to Kriyas Yam Suf. What's that? Oh, it's page Samach. Shaduchim, we spoke about that. You should always sing Shir and Shavach to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to your wife. But Rav Pinkus points out there's another one. This the third paragraph on page Samach. Vot Shama Divrei Chazal, Omer Belozer Ben Azaria. Kushin nikvav, nikevav shel adam, kakriyas yamsuf. Going to the bathroom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu setting up our digestive system. Too bad Dr. Broder's not here, or Dr. Weiss. Setting up our digestive system, the ability to go to the bathroom and to clean out our body. The Gemara equates, Chazal equates to kriyas yamsuf. Gam zu halach l'maisel adam ba'alevav. This also is true. Halach l'maisa, it has ramifications. When is that? Achar she hispana, after a person goes to the bathroom and relieves themselves. V'hirgish, ech shakash baruch hu rofei chol basar v'osei pilei plos. Kadosh Baruch Hu performs wonders and set up our body. It's lo yu'uman, it's not to be believed. All the things that go into when a person eats something and then it goes, all the nutrients and the vitamins go exactly where it needs to go. And then we excrete from our body everything that doesn't need to be there. Ein machla baruch Hashem. I don't have an illness. All we have to do is speak to one of the GIs in town or go to the hospital and see all the things that could go wrong if it's not working. If chalulim. Ve'ein masha otzer sapsolos psocha gof lahar ladam. There's nothing holding back. There's nothing preventing the garbage, that which we don't want, from poisoning the body. V'nei miskanehu bekalus b'chesed of rachamim. We could relieve ourselves with ease through Hashem's kindness. Hari b'osim aragam, avar is kriyas yamsuf. When we go to the bathroom, it's as if we're crossing the yamsuf. V'kamet tzarech hu lomar es birchas asher yotzer b'hislavus Shalhodala Kadosh Baruch Hu. How, with how much inspiration and excitement does one need to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to go to the bathroom? We zip through it because we're usually in the middle of something or running through something. I'm speaking for myself. That's what you have to say as a rabbi whenever you give Musar. You have to say with tremendous eslavos. It's kikriyas yamsuf. I experienced this. One time, I've spoken about this before, years ago, now it was 10 years ago or so, maybe 9 years ago, I had surgery on my vocal cords. Okay, and I wasn't able to say a word for 8 days. My prabashir, if you remember, I gather you liked it, or at least enough of you liked it, I spoke about this. And the psak that I got was to try to find someone to be motzi me in brachos. But if you can't, then there's something called hear her, Kedibur Dami, contemplate it. So I'm leaving, I believe it was Mount Sinai Hospital, and I had a card that I pre-wrote, can you please have me in mind with your Asher Yasser? But there was no Jewish men walking out of the bathroom when I was walking out of the bathroom. So what did I do? I thought the bracha. I thought hear her Kedibur Dami was a joke. How you think it? It's a joke. But when you actually are not bound by the time that it takes to say the words, I actually was thinking about and contemplating the bracha. That Asher Yatzer was probably 4 times the length of any Asher Yatzer I had. Because normally, We're not going to say Asher Yatzar like. Imagine if we said Asher Yatzar like the bracha before Megillas Esther. Baruch Atah. It would be a. But we're crossing the Yamsuf. Think about what the chesed and rachman that Kosh Baruch Hu does us on something so mundane, which is not really mundane. It's something so holy. That's why there are many halachas about going to the bathroom, because it's so godly. That's the hakar satov, the shevach we have. Rav Pinkus writes elsewhere in a different sefer, Barli mi'al kol safik. It is clear to me without any doubt. Shesagula hagadola biyosa labrius. The greatest segula for health, layeladim, for children, larichas yamim, for long days, hilavarech asher yatzar mila b'mila b'kavana. To say asher yatzar word for word kavana, ma'isezeh poseach shari shemayim. Says Rav Pinkus, that action of saying asher yatzar with kavana can open up the gates of heaven, and that's similar to what he's saying over here. He continues in the bottom paragraph. Kol zeh nikne be'ikur. How does one get there? How do we get there that we could say Asher Yatzar with so much simcha, to see our table, to go home this morning and have breakfast and realize there's food in the pantry with intense shira? The way to do that is I de hergel, to get used to it. Lisragel liftoach es einayim haseichel ve'alev. We have to open up our eyes, our intellect, and our heart. It just takes a few minutes of contemplation. The problem is we're so busy running through life and from one thing to the next thing. We're lucky I don't remember the last time I sat down and ate breakfast. We're lucky, and even dinner, kids running around. We have to get in the habit of slowing down, which is easier said than done. Slowing down, opening our eyes, thinking about what we have. Maybe before Asher Yatzar, just taking a minute and think about what just happened and how lucky we have. Valze Amru Chazal, says Rav Pinkus. No, it's going to take us too long to this paragraph. I mean, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow with the rest of this paragraph. Be'ezras Hashem. We say many Asher Yatzars a day. You know, the other brachas that maybe we don't say as frequently. Depends, you know, I drink a lot of coffee, so I say a lot of shakals and a lot of Asher Yatzars. But it's a bracha we recite many times, and as we get older, even more. Let's take a few minutes before we say the bracha and just to contemplate the godless. And if we don't know the godless, we could call our Katie Broder, Brian Katz, or the other GIs in town and get a little education on what goes into it. And then our brachas would be said with so much more kavanah.